Well, I mentioned that it's Priesthood Sunday, and I have to admit that when Father Brian and I realized that and saw it on the calendar, we were kind of, great, a day we're supposed to celebrate us. Well, that's awkward. Let's just forget about it. Let's forget about it. But then I got thinking, you know, tomorrow's All Saints Day, and I thought about priesthood in the whole history of the church and how many of our great saints have been priests and how many great priests have affected my own life. I thought, you know, we can't just skip that. We need to honor the priesthood and all that God has done through the ministry of priests. If you think about how priesthood began, Jesus choosing his first apostles, you know, you look at that group and you just think, who would have chose that group to be the head of a church? You know, if we were choosing the people that we would think would be a good leaders of a church, how many of us would have come up with that group of 12? Probably not many. I mean, if we wanted to design a church, we'd probably want to pick some scribes and Pharisees and some Sadducees, chief rabbis, people who really knew the Bible well, knew the faith, the respected leaders and teachers of the time. But Jesus didn't pick those people. You know, he picked a bunch of fishermen, tax collectors, zealots, this ragtag group of people that ultimately end up denying him. He chooses Judas, even though he ends up betraying him. Why does he do that? Well, I'd like to think that if we had chosen the people to lead the church in our humanly wisdom, you know, we might be inclined to think that if the church succeeded, well, it must be because of the great leadership, all the great priests, the popes that lead the church. Aren't they great? Truth is, Jesus chose a bunch of sinners to be his priests, because then any success that the church has is clearly not because of the wonderful leadership. Although we have some great priests in our history, ultimately, the church continues its mission and is successful because of Jesus, the great high priest. Indeed, any celebration of priesthood is necessarily a celebration of Jesus, for he is the model of priest. If we wanted to find the perfect people to lead the church, you know, a perfect person would have been Mary. But Jesus didn't choose Mary to be a priest. So it's obvious he didn't want perfect. He wanted just that group of apostles so that we would give all honor and glory to God rather than the priests. You think, though, in the history of the church, how many saints we have that are priests? I'm really inspired, not so much by the individual holiness of some of these priests, but to look at the group. We have got priests that are so different. You think we've got some just high-powered intellects, like St. Thomas Aquinas, writes some of the most beautiful theology in the history of the church, is so smart that people continue to read him today and can't figure it all out. And he's a doctor of the church. We think of St. Augustine, his beautiful teaching on the faith. And so we've got these big, high-powered intellectual people. But then, on the other end of that, you think of one of my favorite saints, like St. Joseph of Cupertino. He was so dumb, he could barely finish second grade. But God knew he wanted him to be a priest. He was really like a kid a lot of his life, but he loved God. And he would become so enwrapped in prayer that God allowed him to just levitate off the ground, and he would fly around the chapel. He's the patron saint of aviators today, just for that reason. But imagine, you know, he drove the brothers crazy because, oh, there goes Joseph flying around the chapel again. And he's a priest. He's a priest. God wanted him to be his priest. We think of some of those great heroic priests, like St. Maximilian Kolbe, died as a martyr in Auschwitz, giving his life in place of another man who was supposed to be killed, and he had a family, so St. Maximilian said, take me, I'm just a poor priest. We think of all those priests that so witnessed to service and charity. You know, we prayed our prayer for priests today, and on the front of that card is the Curé of Ars, St. John Vianney. He was not a high-powered intellect or teacher, and he certainly didn't fly around his chapel. He spent most of his time in his confessional, witnessing to the great power of forgiveness. The hallmark of the priesthood has always been the curia animarum, the care of souls. And no one showed that better than the curia of ours. Indeed, that's why he is the patron of priests. You know, we can look round and round the list of saints and find many diverse and beautiful examples of priesthood. But maybe I think the priests that probably most stand out in our lives are the ones that we've known, the ones that have touched our lives, have been there at those important moments, those difficult moments. In my own life, I think of Father Jordan, who baptized me. I only got to meet him a couple times and never really got to talk with him, but I'm thankful for him. I look forward to talking with him in heaven. I think of, you know, Father Tom Hesse, who gave me my first communion. I love to get together with Father Tom now, and I always remind him, Father Tom, remember you gave me my first communion when I was in second grade. And we have a laugh together and remember that. Father Tom is a good priest. I remember, of course, Archbishop Strecker, who confirmed me, bestowed that gift of the Holy Spirit through his hands. And of course, all the priests in seminary that taught me, and Archbishop Naumann, who ordained me. But I remember especially those priests, too, that inspired me, like John Paul II, who someday will be a saint. I remember simple things, like Father Ray May at St. Lawrence, who pointed out he was a pilot who flew. Who knew that I would become a flying priest one day? I think of Monsignor Crisci that inspired me. All these priests have been there in my life, and I'm so thankful for them today. But I think a lot of us, especially too, if we think, who do we go to when things are rough, when there's trouble? Gosh, I always knew I could go to my priest when things got really difficult and I just needed somebody to talk to. It seemed like the priest was always there. We can probably all look in our lives and think of the joys of a marriage or a new birth. Who do we go to? Our priests. When things really get tough, when there's struggle in the family, when there's sickness, when there's death, our priests are there. You know, even priests need priests. And so I, today on this Priesthood Sunday, am grateful for all the people, the priests who have been there for me. And we can all probably look in our lives and be thankful for those special men that God has given us. What makes them special? Certainly not our own holiness or anything like that. Priests are just fallen sinners called to a special ministry, but nonetheless, disciples of Jesus, just like you, trying to get to heaven, trying to do the best to save our own souls as we try to save others. In a lot of ways, we're just like Zacchaeus here in the gospel. Not holy, sinners, tax collectors, short, sometimes just lost in the crowd. Maybe God chose us just because we were crazy enough one day to just try to climb a tree to see Jesus. We could use a lot more priests, so we make that our prayer on this Priesthood Sunday as well. Maybe there are some people that are just called by God but are a little lost in the crowd, a little short in stature like Zacchaeus. We pray that any of those who might hear the call of God would not be afraid to go out on a limb, literally like Zacchaeus, to stand out from the crowd a little bit, to be willing to maybe look a little crazy like Zacchaeus. Because I think it does take a little craziness to decide to be a priest. But today, we are grateful for those men who, over the course of the years, have said yes. The great saints, the holy men who we have known in our lives, the deceased priests who have touched us, those who have served many years, like Father Frank, those who are just getting started, baby priests. We pray that God will continue to bless his church, sustain us through the ministry of priests. I'd like to end today with a little poem that somebody brought this little poem by the sacristy the other day, and it's called The Beautiful Hands of a Priest, and it speaks of all the ways that priests are there in our lives. The beautiful hands of a priest. We need them in life's early morning. We need them again at its close. We feel their warm clasp of friendship. We seek them when tasting life's woes. At the altar each day we behold them, and the hands of a king on his throne are not equal to them in their greatness. Their dignity stands all alone. And when we are tempted and wander to pathways of shame and sin, it's the hand of a priest that will absolve us, not once, but again and again. And when we are taking life's partner, other hands may prepare us a feast, but the hand that will bless and unite us is the beautiful hand of a priest. God bless them and keep them all holy, for the host which their fingers caress. When can a poor sinner do better than to ask him to guide thee and bless? When the hour of death comes upon us, may our courage and strength be increased by seeing raised over us in anointing the beautiful hands of a priest. We thank God today for all the beautiful priests who have touched our lives.